and the need to compare, because the knowledge that free from craving, the intelligence that free from lust, is the supreme knowledge and cannot be compared. Don't try to compare, don't try to challenge, because it's beyond the frontier. This is the 2 points that I'm talking today. And for the last point, you come here to learn and practice about the Dharma. But please remember, the Dharma has no ignorance. The Dharma only had the inside knowledge. Don't practice Dharma to receive ignorance. You need to practice and learn Dharma to receive inside knowledge for liberation. Know and don't be slave of craving. Intelligent and don't be slave of lust. And learn Dharma and don't be the slave of ignorance. Stop craving. Remove lust. Destroy ignorance if you have knowledge. If you have intelligence, if you have the Dharma in the mind, then you can stop all the ignorance or the defilement in the mind. You will become the real disciple of the Buddha. And no young, no old, no male or female. It's no birth, no death. Because a person who end the suffering, a person who end craving, a person who end lust and ignorance, they has no birth, they has no death, they has no suffering. So it cannot say who is the one who born first, who is the one who die first. It's not about that. Because for them, they don't have birth and death at all. And it's end. Completely ends. The perfect end. Don't need to look for the path to be birth again. Don't need to look for the path to die again. The Buddha is the intelligent person. He declared the Dharma that the Dharma is intelligent. Clean and clear, empty, bright, and never be slave of anyone, never be a slave of the human anymore, sankhara being, king, queen, lay person, rich or poor person, for the Dharma, they never be a slave of them. Even though in the water, the fire, the wind or the earth element, they don't have that. That's why today I come here to tell you a little bit to make sure that you prepare yourself to open the door to drain the darkness out from your mind. Drain out the ignorance, drain out the craving, drain out the darkness. I want to destroy all of them, remove them out from your mind. This is the target that I was setting for people to walking and reaching to the land of the noble people. I don't want you to come here and practice for nothing. If you practice and still stupid, know with the craving, intelligent with lust, and have Dharma with ignorance, be better to stop this system. Don't do it again. So don't talk about this. You know the human tongue is not the sword or the spear, but it's sharper, it's more dangerous than that. When you can stop You can cool down. You can be peace and calm. Then all the problem, all the story, will stop by itself. And all the human, animal, sankhara, the tree, the mountain, all the being, is in the same place. Then we can live. We can live empty in the mind. We can live with the empty mind, with the emptiness, and has no problem at all. So the empty mind is merit. The chaos mind is sin. If you practice like this, the Puya U Mountain or Wat Na Luang Monastery will be the place that everyone come here to stay with the insight knowledge, with the brightness. So this is the way that the noble people they live. The noble people they live without any Mara. And their mind is free from defilement. He's so very happy, very peaceful, very comfortable. You should come to live like this. Okay, this is today that I'm talking about some essential in the Dharma. So please remember, know, but don't be the slave of craving. Intelligent, but don't be slave of lust. And have Dharma, but don't be the slave of the ignorance. Okay, this is enough for today.